Hi, this is Agent Special Agent Gordon Cole, and I'm here to tell you about a great gift-giving opportunity for your holiday season. Pete, I hear that you had an unusual find recently.
I did. There was a gift card in the percolator.
A gift card in the percolator?
Yeah.
Well, ain't that something? Where's that gift card to?
It's to Dark Side Records.
Dark Side Records? Where's that?
Poughkeepsie, New York.
I once knew a Perkins in Poughkeepsie. Do they come in any denomination, Pete?
They do. I got one in 10, 15, and 25.
That adds up. I'm over here in Bend, Oregon, so how am I going to get my Dark Side Records gift certificate?
Special Agent, I think you can order them online. DarkSideRecords.com.
.com?
.com.
I'm going to head on over now. Great work, Pete.
Gone fishing.
Hey, Internet. Have you checked out the new Dark Side Records smoke shop located inside of Dark Side Records? We got everything that you need, from glass to papers, accessories like pokers and grinders.
Grinded.
Stop on by for all your smoke and smoke accessory needs.
David Lynch for Dark Side Records again. And I'm here to tell you that the vinyl style cleaning kit is the best way to care for your LPs. Dust, dirt, grime, no match. The vinyl style kit is complete. You got your cleaner, your drying rack, and all the accessories you need to go with it. Pick one up for your collection today.
This is the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast.
Welcome to the Dark Side Records and Gallery Podcast. I'm just so used to saying it that way. Welcome to the Dark Side Records Podcast. Brought to you by the good folks at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie. Or on the web.
Up? Yeah, yeah,
sure.
On that one?
I'll go up.
It's like a Price Chopper ad. It's like for my Capital Regioners out there. The old Price Chopper radio.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
You know the grocery store Price Chopper?
I'm familiar with it.
It's very big in the capital region.
Okay.
That's where it's founded.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
As a kid, I think they did away with it. They had Price Chopper radio and so on, and there was always like these bumpers on it. It was like, Price Chopper radio. That's what it reminded me of when you did the up on the Poughkeepsie.
That reminds me of the Dead Radio theme song they have at the beginning of their podcast.
If I listened, I might know.
You can, of course, also find us on the web at darksiderecords.com. Hey, thanks for listening. We're here with a little spin on something that we do every year. Of course, this past weekend was Black Friday.
It was black.
It sure was, Philip.
Thanks, Seth.
Black Friday is, of course, the second record store day of the year, the little baby brother to record store day, which, of course, happens in April. There's exclusive releases. We do food. We do coffee. We do a whole bunch of fun stuff to, of course, celebrate independent record stores and everything we love about independent record stores.
And it's kind of a big kickoff to the old holiday shopping season every year. And we're saying, fuck the mall. We can say that because this isn't print.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the mall. Shop small.
That's right.
It's our holiday theme every year.
Feel free to use both of those hashtags when posting things about your shopping experiences.
Hashtag fuck them all.
In fact, why don't you go to a big box store where you have a terrible customer service experience?
Yes.
Take a picture. Use hashtag fuck them all. Hashtag shop small. Send it to us.
Post it online and send it to us. And we'll give you a free Dark Side t-shirt.
Boom.
Like, I would love pictures of, let's say, like, Dame Drudy Dench in the middle of Best Buy with a sign that said, or, you know, hashtag fuck them all. That's t-shirt worthy, I think.
Agreed.
Yeah. Make it good. We're the judges.
So normally for Black Friday, we do a special episode, a live from Black Friday episode.
It's a special.
I just got back from Italy.
It's a special. I'm a special little episode. Huh?
And normally,
is it worse because the store's open right now while we're doing this?
That's somehow better.
No, no one cares.
No one cares. One guy's laughing over there in the corner. So normally we do a thing where we go out and we interview some folks on the line. You know, we kind of keep you up on what happened during the day. We decided to do something a little bit different this year.
Change it up.
So this year, instead of that, we're putting out this little shorty episode here. We've got something great that's coming up in a few minutes here, which is, of course, we have an interview with the band The Jax.
That's right.
They stopped by the store, and we sat down and talked with them about a whole bunch of stuff. You can hear the whole thing in just a few minutes. But before we do that, I just got to say one thing.
Oh?
To all of yous. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come again.
Thank you, Tina.
I don't get that one.
It's nothing.
Okay.
Yes. So, of course, Black Friday just happened. We are well rested and recovered since then. Thank you. You crazy fucks started lining up at like 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Insane.
Although I was told, because I didn't remember, much warmer this year at like a balmy 28 degrees.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to last year, I think it was like zero or maybe slightly negative temperatures.
Wow.
And when I thought about it, I do kind of remember being out there last year and like the ground having that sort of crunchy, icy feel to it, even though there was no actual ice.
Right.
But we had a great time. We sold a ton of exclusives. Still have some great stuff in stock. The cool thing about the Black Friday Record Store Day is it's not necessarily meant to just be one day. It's meant to be great gifts for the entire season because, obviously, record stores have the best gifts no matter who you're shopping for.
True.
Music fans, fans of people who like things that smell good, your CBDs, your smoke shop stuff.
People who need clothes.
Clothing, fucking stuff for your pets.
Cinephiles.
Even just down to your old basic greeting cards.
True.
Got you covered.
Gift wrap. We got freaking gift wrap.
We do have gift wrap.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the little things.
It's little because it's gift wrap.
So we have to give, first and foremost, a quick special shout out thank you to.
It's a special.
The Poughkeepsie Grind, 107 Main Street in Poughkeepsie, who were here bright and early.
That's right. Congrats, Pat.
Congrats, man. He just had a kid. They were here bright and early with free coffee for everyone in line. Of course, we got to give a shout out to G Money's Fried Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah, yeah.
They were here all day grilling delicious chicken and vegan treats.
That's right. I heard the tempeh was delish.
It was delish. Mm. I heard he marinated it in some kind of brine for like 4 days ahead of time.
Yeah, brining is key.
That's way too much effort.
Well, you know, but that's why we buy and not sell.
Makes sense.
On the food side of things.
We, of course, have to thank WRRV for being here. They were on site giving out prizes, keeping people entertained.
WRRV. I assume that's an exact copy of
perfect
how they do it on the radio.
That's how Simon wakes up every morning.
That's right.
It's what he says.
He's got a tattoo on his... Never mind.
Backwards on his chest.
Yeah,
he looks in the mirror like Memento.
Yep.
We have to thank the ASPCA who were here.
Or you mean the DSPCA?
The Dutchess County SPCA.
Yes.
That's right. They were here. They brought puppies, and we actually partnered up and did a charity raffle where we gave away a whole bunch of vinyl prize packs. And thank you to everyone who came in and donated to the ASPCA.
I think they raised a good amount of money. I don't know for sure, but I heard it was over $500.
Holy shit.
So thank you.
Thank you,
Hudson Valley and beyond, because you know what I heard a lot of this year? We had a lot of out-of-towners here, like maybe because they were in town for Thanksgiving, but I heard a lot of people coming down from the Albany area, some people coming over from Connecticut, some people coming up from the Dirty Jers. Thank you. Thank you for traveling. Thank you for making us your go-to record spot. We're happy to have you, and we'll have you again.
That's right. And especially, you know, thanks for supporting a small business. Thanks for supporting an independent brick-and-mortar shop.
And speaking of small business, Friday was followed up by Small Business Saturday.
That's right.
In which you fuckers killed it again. Coming out, small businessing things.
G Money was here again, making fried chicken and waffles in the morning.
We had different sales. Pro tip, we always do different sales between Black Friday and Small Business Saturday.
That's right. And we even we premiered some new stuff that we put out as a store. We now sell fucking video games.
Vidya is the proper pronunciation.
If you're into your Xboxes,
Vidya.
If you're into your PlayStations, your Nintendo Switches.
Your Switchies.
We got games, we got accessories, we got video games. Look,
and we want your pre-orders. If you're into games, you don't have to go to the mall. Fuck the mall. Shop small. We got the same prices on the games as all those other big boys out there. We got them. We'll have them on the same street date, and we're fucking nicer.
Yeah, you get to support a small business.
That's right.
Support your community, your bros, your dark side bros.
Yeah. 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 It's a special. What's that from?
I have no idea.
Saying. I feel like it's, is that Paul Rudd? Paul Rudd and I Love You Man or something like that?
That sounds like it could
be. It's a special.
I, for some reason, hear Mario from Super Mario.
It's a me.
It's a special.
It's a me, a JB.
Thanks to the Zucos for taking me to Italy for a week.
That's right. You were, you know.
I'm a world traveler.
You took
now.
The big old meatball across the ocean, you know? Mm-hmm.
Took the big old vegan meatball over to Italy.
It floats.
And I got to say, so much vegan food.
Did you see any frescoes?
I did see a fresco, and I drank some fresca.
Oh, okay. Did you take fresco on the plane with you?
No. Ah. But I did go to Frisco.
Oh, yeah?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
That's all I got.
Me too. I don't have any more Friscos. Did you eat any Friskies while you were there?
No, I did not watch Gerald Briscoe. Huh. He's a pro wrestler.
I thought you were talking about Donnie Briscoe, that show that was on TNT.
Donnie Brasco.
Brasco.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
So close.
I was a little young. I just saw the commercials. Every sick day, I would always see commercials for Donnie Brasco on TNT. It's dynamite.
Never watched it.
Me either.
I guess I should know.
Is that the one with Keith Carradine? No, that was Kung Fu, The Legend Continues.
That's David Carradine.
That's David Carradine?
David Carradine. Come on, man.
Which one strangle-baited?
David Carradine.
Okay.
Yes.
Keith Carradine was from Bay City Rollers?
Were they related?
I don't know.
You know. Who could tell us? The internet.
Let's see. Keith Carradine. Actor, film, television. Wild Bill Hickok in HBO series Deadwood. Oh, he was Frank Lundy on Dexter.
Oh, good.
Not the one I was thinking of. Anyway. I got all these references wrong.
I digress.
So unusual podcast.
So thanks. Thanks to everyone who came out. We, of course, will be here all holiday season long. And if you're listening to this, I know you don't give a shit about any of that. You're only waiting to hear about our top 10 podcast, where we review each of our staff top 10 picks of the year. It's coming.
It's a coming. It's a coming.
It'll be out in a couple weeks.
It'll be out in a couple weeks.
Oh, God damn it. It's a me. So we'll have that coming in a couple weeks. We just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you and tide you over here. Once again, like we said, we have the band The Jacks, who we sat down and interviewed in the store.
They made a special stop on tour, coming from New York City on their way to Connecticut. Did a little wrangle-dangle over here at old Po-Town.
That's right.
That's what it's officially called in the music biz, a wrangle-dangle.
That's why I've been getting it wrong all these
years. They did a wrangle-dangle for a stop and chat, you know?
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
I've been watching a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay. I'm sorry.
So without further ado, let's get to that. We'll see you in a couple weeks for the Top 10 podcast. And if you haven't set your Top 10 list in, do that shit. We have a hashtag. It's DSTop102019. That's DSTOPTEN and then the number is 2019. Just
like
so we're clear.
Nintendo DS. Like, it's a me.
Oh, God damn it. Send us your top 10 list or just post it and tag us, whatever, email it, whatever you want. Send it to us, carrier pigeon, smoke signal, however you get it to us so that we can share it and let the world know what you are into as well.
I would love it if you were a falconer and you brought it into the store and just released the falcon to me in the store. It's happening.
Oh.
We gotta go.
Oh,
the Falcon's here.
Okay. All right. We'll see you soon.
Play the chance tomorrow night.
What happened?
I don't know. Like, wires got crossed or something, and our agent didn't pull through on it. So
is it like the big venue here? Or not the big venue, but
it is like because we're so close to New York City that it's hard to actually get bands to tour through here because either on your way, coming or going from the city to Boston or further out to like Syracuse, Buffalo, whatever,
Albany, even.
Yeah. It used to be a really great venue, though. Like, the back of the Ramones' Road to Ruin record, they're sitting on a step. That's actually the Chance right here.
Damn.
That's cool. I mean, we heard stories of, like, the Police used to play there. Like
first gig they ever played in the U.S. was at the Chance.
Yeah, damn. Bowie's played there. A bunch of people.
Motorhead. Like, Motorhead played to, like, two people in a snowstorm. And, of course, all our customers say, yeah, I was one of those two people.
Yeah. Like, I've heard that from, like, 10 people.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, I've had that.
There's no way that
eight of you are lying right now.
Nice.
We've had some good tours come through as well. Like, I saw Mr. Bungle at the Civic Center, which is right down the road. Saw Pantera there, like, three times.
Oh, you like Pantera, right?
A little bit, yeah. I don't listen to Pantera that much, but I like what I've heard. I like the songs I've listened to.
He got snubbed by Vinnie Paul.
I did.
Oh, really?
I did. Yeah.
What happened?
You might as well tell the story at this point.
This is the podcast where we retell the same stories in the episode. The abridged version is I got backstage passes to a Pantera show when I was like 20 or something like that. And I went backstage and they had originally, I got the passes because they had given them to a friend of mine who was the opposite of me. She was a cute girl. So they gave her backstage passes. And then she called me and she goes, hey, do you like a band called Pantana? Because I want to see that. And I was like, sure, I'll take them. Cool, whatever. And so I went backstage after the show, and it was a thing where, like, me and my friend, we just, like, were, like, hugging this wall because we were so fucking nervous. And at some point, we're down there, and Vinnie Paul, who's the drummer, and he comes out with this huge tray of shots. Exactly, RIP. He comes out with this huge tray of shots, and he's just walking around like, shots! Handing shots out to everybody, and he just goes right up to me, and he goes, nope! And just moves on, like, right to my... I was just crushed. Oh. Crushed.
And, you're, like, all ready to go.
Yeah, and he just, like, totally shot me down to my face. No harm, no foul. I get it, man, you know? And so my goal for a couple years before he passed away was, like, I'm going to fucking meet Vinnie Paul
and record
a thing for this podcast, and we're going to talk about that story and do a shot, and I'm going to redeem myself. So I did a shot when he died. He doesn't know.
Yeah, we played this festival. I think it was either Sonic Temple or Aftershock, I think it was Sonic Temple, and it was like a big tribute to Vinnie Paul. Like, a bunch of people came up and, like, played. I'm pretty sure they played some Pantera songs and stuff, but it was, it was super bittersweet.
Well, even now, that's what their singer, Phil, is doing. He's just on tour with his band, and they are literally just doing Pantera's Vulgar Display of Power album front to back.
Yeah. Mm. Who is he drumming for after Pantera? Didn't he have his own project, or like the Vinnie Paul band or something?
He did a band called Hell Yeah.
Okay, that's what it was.
Which had like a dude from Mudvayne. And,
really?
I didn't know that. It was the singer of Mudvayne and the guitar player of Nothing Face.
Nothing Face.
That's a great name.
A bass player.
Nothing Face.
Not as notable as Pantera. That's my very political way of describing that band.
Yeah.
Saving face on the podcast. So thanks for listening to the Dark Side Records podcast. It's December.
Woo! It's December.
That's a month. We're here with the band, The Jacks.
Ayo.
Hey, y'all.
How we doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good. Yeah. How's it going? Why don't y'all go around and introduce yourselves for our listeners. Say who you are, what you do, and your favorite cute animal.
Oh, wow. This is Scott Stone. I play lead bass guitar, and my favorite cute animal would be a cuttlefish.
Wow.
Good choice.
I'm Josh. I play drums, and I'm a sucker for penguins.
I'm Johnny. I sing and play rhythm guitar, and I don't know, maybe like baby animals count? Like a baby wolf or something?
Sure.
Yeah. A baby wolf.
A baby wolf.
That sounds kind of aggressive.
Baby shark.
Yeah. Little heaven, little hell.
Yeah, I'm Tom. I play guitar. Mine would be a little hedgehog.
Little hedgehog.
Baby hedgehog's cute as shit.
Baby hedgehog.
Yeah.
I used to have a little stuffed animal in my room. I was like, that's how I was picturing it.
Well, that leads us to an important discussion that we need to have. How do you feel about the redesign of Sonic the Hedgehog for the movie?
My older brother is like the biggest Sonic the Hedgehog fan
really?
Like, of all time. And he was like so bummed when the original one came out. And obviously it was just hilarious. And, you know, so I mean, from his standpoint, he's really excited about the redesign. And so okay. I take it from, you know, from a true fan, he like, I mean, props to the director too for redoing it based on the fans' feedback, right?
You're really knowledgeable.
See, I kind of I gotta disagree with you, man. I think he got bullied into it and like didn't have a backbone.
So many directors could have been. I mean, the design was objectively terrible. It was like he had calves. He had like
calves.
That was the first thing he said.
I haven't seen either one, so I can't speak too knowledgeably on it. But
yeah, it's like because I mean, between my brother and just like all these like Reddit posts, I've seen a lot about the Sonic thing.
Wait,
and,
what's the backstory? Is that they released a trailer with a new version?
Yeah, wait, like didn't the movie already come out?
February. They bumped it back because they redesigned. Yeah. They had to go back. And
is this the one with Jim Carrey in it?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, and Sonic is voiced by Ben Schwartz from Parks and Rec.
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
who
that's good.
I went to high school with.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, friend of the
Ben
store.
Schwartz.
He was in my sister's grade, though. He was a year beneath me. So.
Okay.
So you bully
Wait, which one is he in Parks and Rec?
No, that was me. I got bullied. That's why I listen to metal now. Yeah. In Parks and Rec, he was... Jean Ralphio.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Dude. Jean Ralphio. That's good for him. Yeah.
Love that guy.
That's like my favorite character on that show. Actually.
Right? Yeah. He's great, man.
Jean Ralphio.
Yeah. But so yeah, he voices Sonic and in that movie. Jim Carrey plays the bad guy.
He's playing Dr. Egg or something?
Dr. Robotnik.
Robotnik.
I know too much about
Yeah.
Well, the games were a ton of I grew up playing them too. Yeah. Wait, what, I thought his name was like Eggman or something like that.
That's like in the new version.
Okay.
I am
the egg. He is the walrus.
Yeah. We actually listened to that as we were pulling up to the story. That's all.
How do you guys feel about it? Yay, nay?
I feel like it raises problematic questions about how studios respond to fans' backlash. If people are going to actually go see it, thus validating the change they made. Because if no one goes to see it, then this whole thing of people sort of, you know... using their voice to cross changes is not going to be worth anything anymore because they will have done all this extra work, all these extra hundreds of millions of dollars, bumped the movie date back, then not made any money, not going to see it. So they're big going to just tell us to fuck off forever.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll go well. Like, I mean, yeah, because I think the design was just so bad. It was like, I appreciate it. At least they listened to like the true fans. And I mean, for them, it's probably like they're trying to build multiple movies out of it. And like, so they figure, hey, we do it right. First time, spend a little more money. They make more money down the line.
Aren't you a little worried though about like true fans controlling what artists do? In a sense that, let's say we create a first album, we want to move on from that sound, and then true fans are now mad at us for moving on to that sound.
Fuck those fans.
So
don't listen to the
those
back.
Are fickle fans.
You can never win.
You can never win with that shit. If you change your sound, there are going to be people who hate on you. If you don't change your sound, there are going to be people who hate on you.
Yeah.
You got to do you. You got to do you. It's got to be organic.
See, that's the thing is that the director did him.
Yeah,
and he got bit for it.
Yeah, that's like coming out with your first album, and it's awful. It's like you don't have much backup, you know? It's like, oh, well, it's a bad album.
It just seems like a too many hands in the pot sort of situation where... He doesn't really have any control. He got hired to be the Sonic the Hedgehog movie director. Clearly, he's either starting out or not on the top of his career, I would say. So, giving up license right there. The first thing I thought of, though, when you said calves...
Yeah, actually, I do remember seeing that thing. Yeah.
What was that movie that came out last year?
That's the first Sonic. Continue.
The movie that came out last year that I fucking loved, Thank You for Calling or whatever.
Is it animated?
Thank You for Smoking.
No. The Toon Yards just put out the soundtrack for Black Friday.
Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You. Anybody
so
see
good.
That?
No. So good.
No. Go fucking crazy. And there's this weird man horse. It's been a year. I don't care if I spoil anything. There's weird man horse creations that happen, and that's what I thought of, but as Sonic.
Really? Yeah.
So you're picturing Sonic basically...
Half man, half
a
hedgehog.
I was going to say giant horse dick.
There was a lot of giant horse dick in the movie at the end.
In that movie, there's a lot of it,
Yeah.
Well, now I got to see this movie.
It's good. It's good. It's worth seeing.
It's worth it before the dick, obviously.
Okay. And then the dick just takes it a whole other level.
Yeah, it seals the deal. Yeah.
It really did. That was one where I saw that in the theater, not knowing, I didn't know anything about it.
Did we see that together?
Maybe.
I think we did.
Cool. but you go in and it's great, and then
like you don't remember.
I don't.
But you go in and then it takes this twist at the end. Spoiler alert: horse dick.
Horse on the big screen too. That's like
yeah.
It's already big in real life.
Exactly. And that's big when line. I was like, holy shit. Okay.
Get your money's worth. What
is it, he's like, start clapping.
Sorry to bother you. It's about this guy who's like just sort of down on his luck, and he gets a job as a telemarketer.
Really?
And that's where it goes from there.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. That ends with horse dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to see a movie that blows your mind, Midsummer. Have you seen it?
No, I wanted to see it though.
It's incredible.
I saw that.
Yeah. I mean,
no spoilers because we haven't
seen it. I've tried to get them to watch it. They're
horse
too scared.
Spoilers.
No horse dick.
I watched the trailer and I freaked
out.
Yeah. That movie's intense.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Blew my mind for like a week. It's all I could talk about.
Was that a remake?
It was not.
Or was it based on something?
Based on a book, right?
Okay.
Is it? I don't think it is. I mean, it's based on like
I think I
old,
completely made that up.
Old traditions and cultures and stuff
on an
like
old
that.
What?
It supposedly is based on actually an actual
written,
experience that he had.
It's
written
the Fargo
by Homer,
thing.
Like him getting dumped and going to a festival.
That's right.
And like
that's
doing
right.
drugs at a festival after being dumped, and then it sort of that sparked the
yeah.
the script
yeah.
storyline.
It's based on the script that was written for it.
I've heard that.
What?
So anyway, horse dick aside, so why don't y'all tell our listeners a little bit about your band?
Well, we are we're the Jacks. We are from Los Angeles, California. We play rock and roll music, and we love what we do.
Yeah, we're on tour right now. We drove out here in about 3 weeks, playing shows all across the country. It's our first time ever getting to the East Coast and making it in our van. Yeah, definitely California kids not used to the snow, so we've had our fair share of some, you know...
We hate it, too.
Yeah, some pretty rough load-ins and all that, but, you know, it's been going great so far. We're about halfway done with the tour. We just played New York last night, and then we're off to... The next show is Albany, right?
No, tonight's Norwalk.
Or tonight's Norwalk, and then...
Then Buffalo?
Then Buffalo.
Then Buffalo.
Then Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's all I got for
that's
you
a
right
big
now.
Loop.
Norwalk and Buffalo.
Oh yeah, well
Buffalo,
we went
and then down
we
to
went,
Pittsburgh.
We went Boston to New York to DC to Philly, back to New York.
Okay.
Then up to Norwalk and then so we're snaking our way through here.
We're just like a pinball all over the US.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
How's the tour been?
It's been great. Yeah, we're touring with Wade Coda. He was a top four finalist on American Idol. Great guy. He's been so supportive of us, which is amazing to see. And, you know, we're just gaining more fans in random cities that we've never been to before. So we love it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's been a notable tour stop so far?
I mean, New York was pretty cool. Yeah. That's our first time ever playing like a full show there.
Where'd you play?
We played at Rockwood. Played at Rockwood 1. It's like a super small stage. And it was like... I mean,
this
like
stage
that we're
on now is like five.
It was like a house party, pretty much. Yeah. It was like a small little room, like kind of do-it-yourself sound. Like there was a sound guy, but
Sparks like came down over his head when he was playing.
Yeah, it kind of brought us back to our house party days and like those really small dive bars we used to play. Because we kind of cut our teeth playing these 4-hour cover shows at this local dive bar in our hometown in
Blue Beat. Shout out.
Yeah, Blue Beat.
Yeah.
Shout
out
on the peninsula.
Double B.
But yeah, so it's just kind of, kind of felt like home, but also you got to get away from home. So
yeah, it was a fun show, man.
We'd always play like these crazy shows, and like the covers we play were just like terrible. Like we'd play like All Star by Smash Mouth. We'd play like
Don't You Talk Shit on Smash Mouth right now.
But yeah. we'd play a lot of stuff, like 80s songs and stuff. It was great.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing all originals.
Yes.
On this tour.
Yeah. Well, we toss in a cover every once in a while to have some fun, but it's all originals.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, did you just put a record out? Are you touring in support of something?
Yeah. So we released our first EP actually, over the summer, and we had a single from that, Walk Away. So we've been basically touring that. We just also released a holiday song called In the Bleak Midwinter. We actually haven't played that song live yet. We've just been playing live stuff off the EP. But that's been tracking really well, and it's very fitting for the time of year right now. It's nice and cold, so so we have those songs out, and we have a new EP coming out in the spring of next year.
and another single coming out around that. So,
yeah,
got some stuff lined up. Yeah,
cool.
So, what's y'all's relationship with record stores? Like your experience in record stores? Do you go? Do you hang out? Have you?
I think every city we go to, we go to a record store pretty
awesome.
Much.
No.
Yeah. We go and check out. Because for a while, Johnny and I were on the search for What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis. It's one of our favorite records. And I found it first, so I was really happy, so I bought it.
We love them.
It's one of our first stops, actually, in each city's record store.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
Yeah, I got to say,
this is definitely one of the nicer ones.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. This is an incredible store.
Thank you.
We've
Thank
seen
you.
A bunch, so it's like... This is definitely like...
Yeah.
We're actually experts on
this. Yeah, this is great.
There's a ton of shops in L.A., so do you have a hometown store?
I mean, Amoeba Music is great.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, there's a bunch.
I mean, there's Amoeba in Haight-Ashbury, too, right?
Like, yep.
There's one in my hometown in Costa Mesa called Second Spin that I really liked for a while. I'm not sure if they're still around. It was over in Costa Mesa.
What's the one next to, on Harbor Boulevard? Do you know that one?
By Conrev?
No, not that one. Maybe. Actually, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's Second Spin.
Okay, maybe, it was Second Spin.
There's one by, the Almond Surf Shop. It's, a really tiny...
That's Factory Records?
Yes.
Yeah, I sold a lot of my dad's old records there.
You
made, like,
without his
I was going to say, with permission?
No, with permission.
Just to buy beer money.
Yeah, bought a case of beer with it. Sold all these Captain Beefheart records.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And went straight to Conrev.
Yeah, straight to Conrev.
What about you guys? You guys from Poughkeepsie, or...
Yeah, we're interviewing you now.
Oh, shit.
It's fine. This whole thing descends quickly every time.
Yeah, we'll be interviewing as a team.
So I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, same before, and then moved to Schenectady, which is just outside of Albany, when I was a teenager.
Cool.
And then...
Yeah, and I grew up about an hour south of here, and I moved up here when I turned 18 and have been here pretty much ever since.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
What's an hour south of here? Is that, like, White Plains? Or?
Exactly. That's literally where I was born.
Yeah. That's my uncle lives out there. We've been staying with him a couple nights.
Yeah,
we love White Plains.
That's actually where we drove up from today. So we drove an hour north, and you're like, I'm from an hour south. So I was like, all right.
Let's do some math here.
Is it White Plains?
You said you're from outside of Albany. Did you ever listen to the station WEQX?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Vermont
our songs. That song, they've been a huge support of our
awesome.
Single, so we're going up there Monday to like a radio show and everything.
Hell yeah, that EQX was like the one sticker that every like indie kid had in their car in the high school parking lot, you know?
That's great.
That's exactly what we want. Cool. There we go.
Totally.
Yeah, we got told they're one of the few radio stations left that doesn't have like a big boss, so they can do whatever they want, which is
and cool. Locally, if you guys ever get a chance, there's DST. They
here
do a lot
in Poughkeepsie?
Of, they're actually in Woodstock, New York.
No way.
Yeah, so it's about an hour northwest of here.
I think I've heard of that place before.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Why the
That's
fuck
like Coachella,
it's so famous?
Right?
Like, everybody goes there as if it's this pilgrimage.
It's
the
like
festival
a field.
Didn't fucking happen there. It did not happen there.
Really?
It happened like an hour southwest of here.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere. If you drove from Woodstock to like
it's
Middletown, basically... It's like a two-hour drive.
Well, even if you go
it was
there,
a farm.
Is it just like a field? Like,
yeah. Well, now it's a venue. Like, you know, they've got a whole museum and shit there.
Oh,
but in Woodstock, it's like one street. It's one tiny little street with, you know, tapestries everywhere.
Did you see that? Did you see that Woodstock? That Woodstock line out that came out like 4 or 5 months ago that just got
that didn't
like
end up happening. Yeah,
it just got canceled.
Yeah, what happened?
Woodstock
to that?
50, right?
Yeah.
All the sponsors broke. Like,
well, there
left.
Was a, and, yeah, there was a lot of like weird things that happened. The Initially, it was actually they booked two Woodstock 50th anniversary festivals the same weekend, one actually on the farm and one in the town of Woodstock.
Sounds amazing.
And the one that was in the town of Woodstock is the one that you're thinking of, which had Miley Cyrus and Jay-Z.
Like the Killers.
The Raccoons are on it.
Yeah,
like,
it was like...
Or Black Keys were
every
headlining. And
A-list artist was on
the
bill.
It was like a very...
How do you
like
afford that?
Like a lot of genres.
Yeah, he fucking didn't. He was
like
just... Bullshit.
Well,
I think he had the bands, he just didn't have the permits. It was something like...
Yeah, same old story.
Yeah, the bands were like waiting... For confirmation, that's why he moved it, tried moving it 3 or 4 times to different venues, basically claiming like, hey, I've got the bands, and then probably 2 weeks before it was actually supposed to happen is when they started, the band started issuing press releases saying like, yeah, so we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
It's
Damn, a fire festival.
Right. Yeah, at least they avoided a fire festival situation. Yeah.
Do you guys see that? You see that Netflix documentary on the fire festival?
No, I haven't indulged.
Yeah, the Netflix and Hulu ones are
awesome. Pretty absurd.
No, I haven't seen either, but I mean, obviously.
What was the better? Was the Netflix one the better one?
Netflix was better produced, but it was produced by the people who actually helped produce the festival. So they kind of like, yeah, we didn't really have anything to do with the festival. And the Hulu one's like, no, they actually did. Like, they were like a part of the team that helped promote it and everything. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, they say that in it. Like, or like the guy's like, yeah, I was working under so-and-so, and he was having us do all this
stuff.
Well,
right, but like in the Hulu one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
More about music, yeah.
Well, so what's something y'all have picked up recently? Something you're listening to, a new band or a new album or something you've been spinning regularly that you picked up in a record store?
For me, two bands or two albums also. White Reaper's new album, You Deserve Love, is amazing. And then The Growlers' new album, Natural Affair, is really good. Both came out like 2 months ago, and I've only been listening to those two albums pretty much.
Growlers just did sessions, didn't they?
Sure.
I think.
I don't remember.
Sure.
Okay. Sessions?
Well, it's another local radio station does a thing at a brewery.
Oh,
where
really?
Where they do like an acoustic session. They call
it. Really? Wow.
Shout out WRV and Newberg Brewing. In fact, we should have you guys talk to them. And you could do a session at Newberg.
That'd be great.
We'd love that.
Yeah.
For me, well, there's this band from Phoenix, Arizona that we're good friends with. They're called Wives. WYVES. And they have this record called Are You Okay? That actually came out about a year ago, but I can't stop listening to it. It's amazing, and the production on it is perfect. So if you guys get a chance, I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we've been... There's a whole bunch of artists. There's this guy in Nashville named Brisson Maroney. I don't know if you guys heard of him, but he's kind of like an indie artist. He's pretty cool. We've been listening to a bunch.
No.
I'm trying to think of new records that have come out.
Well, I'm surprised neither of you guys have said Lime Cordial.
Oh, yeah, Lime Cordial. Oh, yeah. Palm Springsteen. Palm Springsteen. Cool.
Yeah, Lime Cordial out of, I think they're from Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, Australia. I don't know.
Somewhere in Australia, but they're super rad.
Yeah. I really like the new Rockin' Tours record and the new Black Keys record. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Oh, Local Natives. I've been super stoked on their new stuff. Yeah, Wives. We've been bumping a lot of our friends, like Vista Kicks, back
Arms
in L.A.,
Akimbo.
Arms Akimbo.
Spend Time Palace.
Yeah.
That's a great band out of our hometown, too. Should definitely check them out.
What's the name again?
Spend Time Palace. Okay. They have a record called A Romantic Getaway that came out around a year ago as well, actually. Or maybe it was, I can't remember when it was.
Yeah, it was probably a year ago. What are some bands in Poughkeepsie that have, like, broken out here?
I like to joke that we had our like Poughkeepsie, like what I call peak Poughkeepsie, which is in like the early 2000s ish, where we had a bunch of bands that like broke out and did really well, like I don't know if they rep Poughkeepsie, but Coheed and Cambria,
nice,
either were from here or lived here, and they're some like, of the guys still,
yeah,
live
they're
around.
All sort of Kingston, Nyack.
I think
here.
We did a festival with that, or they were, on, or maybe it was Breaking Benjamin or something. It was one of those bands, but Coheed,
great band,
Coheed is a good one. There was a hardcore band called Shai Hulud who are still active in doing it, and
they bill as Poughkeepsie.
They did for years, and in fact, they lived. There was a house. It was called the When Dreams Die House that I think it was their like base of operations.
When Dreams Die.
Because of a band that lived there, not
damn.
Because of the emotional impact of being in a hardcore band.
What about Jay's band? I can't remember the old one, but I know the new one's
Mind Force.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same dudes. Exactly those dudes, yeah. But like Skilo is from Poughkeepsie.
Skilo.
He had that song, I Wish. Like, I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pulling out the new cuts. Right
I wish
now.
I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4
baller.
Yeah.
See?
There we go. We know. Hell yeah.
I Am the Pilot is a band that's from Poughkeepsie.
I Am the Pilot. That's a cool name.
God.
We so what's the prominent genre in Poughkeepsie? Is it like everything, or is it like hardcore, like punk?
It was hardcore. Poughkeepsie is very much. It's weird now. We're in a strange sort of live music phase, and what bands are doing now in the Hudson Valley. But especially for a couple years ago, Poughkeepsie was like a metal and a hardcore town.
I have this theory that the colder it gets, the harder the music is. Like, you go to, like, Denmark, Philadelphia. I mean, those are complete separate areas. But, but like, everyone's down for hardcore the colder it gets. Just, like, the lifestyle.
And also, we're fucking New York, man.
Yeah.
We're, like, the angriest, yeah, bitterest. You're just,
you can be
that's like you wouldn't hear
you could be
like
bleeding to death, like, in the street, and they would just walk right over you.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Definitely not where we're from, but I love it.
Didn't you play a show in Philly where some kid kept a bat in the sleeve of his jacket?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No security or what? Just mobbing with a baseball bat?
he was a patron, not even part of it.
Yeah, he came to the show. It was just like, yeah, we were touring probably 5 years ago or so, and this dude came to the show. And he kept what was probably like a 12 or 15 inch bat in the sleeve of his coat.
Oh, it's like one of those novelty bats. Like you buy it. Yeah,
a baton, basically.
Yeah. And basically, he's like, you never know what you have to do. And he would just kind of like swing his arm out, and the bat would go into his hand.
Wow.
And so he could just fucking crack
someone. Batman or something?
It's pretty badass.
It's like a I think it's just a standard Philly issue, honestly.
Philly, man.
Yeah, Philly, we played there at Kung Fu Necktie.
Yep, played there as well.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it was a fun.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Wait, upstairs. Well, downstairs is
downstairs
really green
a green
room.
Was there
Wait,
a venue
the
down there?
Ground level or like basement?
Well, there's one that has like a. There's one that has like.
We had the wood arch.
The wood arch thing. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Is that upstairs or downstairs?
I think it's downstairs. There wasn't. Oh, there might not be an upstairs anymore.
No.
When I played there, like they did all these terrible this hardcore shows there,
yeah.
And it was like. I'm like so proud of
yeah.
playing in a shitty attic.
Hey, those are some fun times, man.
And maybe we were downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. We were ground level. We were street level.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Whatever that is, if it's
sea level.
Like that. Yeah.
There was a room that was upstairs, and you had to go up this flight of stairs, carry all your shit up this flight of stairs.
I saw this. Oh, yeah, okay.
And there was like a room, and the room was not much bigger than the stage we're sitting on right now, and it was like. And the only way in was one just standard door into that room. So it was like, if you wanted to see the band, you were literally 6 inches away from the band.
You're seeing the band.
In a separate room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I play in like a really strange metal band, and we were on tour with a really, also pretty strange metal band, who are really intense about their live shows. And
What was their name? Or their name now?
They're called Moontooth.
Moontooth.
And they're a great fucking band. Their album this year is called Crux, and you should listen to it.
Okay.
They're fucking great.
Sweet.
And it's like, you know, I think my band is intense, but when they play, these dudes are like next level.
John is crazy.
And intensity. Yeah, like, you just have to see them. They're great.
Oh, check
them
out.
Moontooth. But it was a thing where, you know, they were this close, and they were, like, grabbing people by the head and singing in their faces, and, like, you know, people, like, the singer used to sit on the bass player's shoulders and, like, and all this insanity. So it was,
that's
like,
awesome.
You'd see that, but you were, you know, 10 inches away from dudes just, like, raging so hard. It's a good time.
That's
good time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I imagine bad for the people in the other room, separated by just a doorway. But, and also loud as fuck.
Yeah.
That was the thing I was not a super fan of.
Yeah.
So
this Rockwood show, yeah, that was a tiny, tiny room for us, too. But, yeah, it's a cool feeling. You know, you're, like, right there with the people again, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of New York City venues. New York City always goes through, this is my take on New York City, New York City always goes through, like, phases of shows and venues close and they reopen somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It all moves around and somebody takes over what was the old venue and it becomes something else. And it's always interesting to me to see like where people go and how they do shows. And I see a lot of shows happening, what I would consider big shows or bigger shows, and they play at these rooms. Like there's a place called the Kingsland, which we played at 7 years ago or something like that, and it was just a shithole bar. I don't even know what it was called. And now it's the Kingsland, and now they have like big touring acts.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh wow, okay. Yeah, we played there to 20 people, and now you're cramming 300 people in there. All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn.
That's awesome.
That's, I think, what it is. Promoters just find like a you know, four walls. Like, okay, we could do shows in here for like a year. Great, go.
We can fit a drum set on that thing right there.
Exactly. We're
gonna
be,
yeah.
Awesome.
Poughkeepsie had our own version of that for a little while. My Place Pizza. Which,
oh, yeah.
Are they still open or are they just
pizza
not doing
shows
anymore?
New owner, chef, pizza guy.
Okay.
Who does not
cut
do
the
shows
off.
Yeah,
yeah,
no more shows.
There was like
more about the
all the hardcore bands used to play in the back room of this pizza place on Main Street.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You ever seen that video of the hardcore guys playing? It's like teenagers. They're probably like 15 to 18 years old playing in the back of a Denny's.
No. Yeah, wait,
singing,
yeah.
Just seeing grabs the mic. He's like, what's up, Denny's? What the fuck is up, Denny's? And just like this.
Yeah, follow Catatonic Youth.
Oh,
yeah. So that's...
I gotta say, that... I love and hate it because I feel like it crushes my soul every time I watch it. In every video I watch, I'm like, yep, that's me.
Yeah,
that's how everyone views me. Oh, and I hate it so much.
Oh, it's the best.
One of the, I think they're called like Freshman 10 or something like that. It's like this like pop punk band that just, oh my God, it was one of the funniest videos I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to spoil it for you. I'll show it after. It's bad radio right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Experiences you have on tour, you just like can't make up. You know what I mean?
Right? Yeah,
really.
Being a band, like new cities, like something always just goes wrong or goes right in just a weird way.
Yep.
So
you just can't make it up.
We're touring like a Sprinter van,
mm-hmm.
and it was. I mean, obviously, we're dealing with some weather right now, and like it's been absolutely awesome, like great freaking purchase, and all of a sudden the rain starts like leaking through the air conditioning vent in the roof. And it's like it's like captured to the right of the vent, and then the vent's on the left. So if you do a left turn, you're fine. But if you do a right turn, all the water has like momentum and swings over the vent. So we're like dangling, and we have like trash bags underneath. And I'm like, right turn, and then I do the right turn.
Sliding all over.
Out, everyone's like holding on for dear life, like capturing all the water. Luckily, we got it fixed in White Plains, though. So now it's all better.
Shout out to White Plains.
Yeah,
shout out to great White mechanics. Plains,
uh-huh. But. Yeah, there's been crazy stuff. Even the places we've stayed, like we just stayed at like this hotel that was so small that
Brooklyn.
We propped up the couch like against like the window to fit an air mattress in, like underneath one of the beds. Like,
we stayed at my uncle's house in White Plains, and I forgot how much of an avid like antique clock collector he is, and he had like. I think probably like 80 like grandfather clocks like in this room that we were staying in. And so it's like you just hear all these clocks kind of going off at a different time.
You're just trying to living in Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. No, honestly. Yeah, and you're like winding down to like go to bed, and I'm just like, holy shit, I feel like I'm like in the ocean or something with all these clocks. And then in the morning, he's like, oh yeah, I turned all those off. And I was like, well, how many clocks do you have upstairs then? Like, you know?
I think he said he had like 300 of them.
Yeah, he has like about 300 clocks. Yeah. He loves.
Is he a repair guy?
No, he loves collecting.
He's an electrical engineer, isn't he?
No.
That's what he told us.
Maybe he was back in the day. But he collects just all antiques.
Oh, no. If you want to hear
clocks,
a horror story,
recording studio, or recording equipment, clocks, just a bunch of antiques and stuff. He loves it. But shout out to Uncle Mitch.
Thanks, Uncle Mitch.
And Toby and Patty.
That's my favorite is staying at family members' houses.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like... not your family.
Yeah.
And you get to like this window into your bandmates' lives.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, their extended families and photo albums and all kinds of embarrassing shit.
Yeah, between us four, we probably have like family and friends across like 30 states or something. So it's been pretty resourceful when we travel.
Yeah, we stayed for free quite a bit.
Yeah. It's great.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We stayed on like a lot of couches. And like one time we ended up staying in like Nashville and like, we didn't. It was one of your friends.
Yeah, it was very loose connection. It was one of my best friends' friend from high school's younger brother, and so
for us, it's like the drummer's brother.
Right.
Yeah. So it was essentially staying with a stranger, but not really. But we just became really close with these guys in Nashville. Stayed there for like probably now would be up to about 2 weeks, and recorded demos in their basement that are now like songs that we've like recorded like with like, you know, producers in like Sunset Studios and Sunset Sound. So
everybody's in Nashville now.
Yeah, exactly.
The place is, I go every year for this big like music conference.
Yeah.
And there's like the construction alone is insanity.
Yeah.
And like that, I think last time I was there, somebody told me that they're saying that 200 people a day are moving to Nashville.
Wow.
Really? Not surprising.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I think Dallas has something like that going on too.
Really?
It's like, no, I don't think it's as many, but I think it's like 50 or something like that.
Which is still crazy. You know?
I heard too that like from like we were friends with like, a lot of students going to Belmont and stuff, so they're all in like the music scene, but they're saying that it's like, it's just, you know, all kinds of music. I mean, I don't know how it's been, but I mean, I'm assuming it's been a lot of country, but they're saying just like hip-hop.
I think it's like, evolved from that. There's like tons of singer-songwriters, like not necessarily country doing the thing. A lot of indie rock bands. Mm-hmm. There's like a strange metal scene happening as well.
No way.
Saw the band Ghost, if you guys know them.
We played
Sonic Temple with them.
So they did like this little private event that was supposedly a haunted church where the guy, the pastor who ran the church, his wife died. Mm-hmm. And every night at midnight, he would wheel her out, like he was keeping her in some sort of freezer container. And
no
he would wheel
way.
Her out every night at midnight to like try to pray life back into her. And so this is where Ghost chose to play this private event. So that was pretty cool.
Holy
the church was now a recording studio, and it was fucking gorgeous.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, Nashville is like one of our favorite cities.
It's awesome.
Such a cool city, and there's so much good music happening.
There's amazing food. Like, literally, there's music on every corner.
Yeah, it's just really, really cool.
I would honestly like to live there for like a little bit, record an album or something somewhere down the line.
There's a cool vibe. It's like, it's like a city, but it's like almost like a neighborhood.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's the different factions. There's like the whole downtown part, and there's East Nashville, which has its own completely different scene going on.
East Nashville's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No,
Nash Vegas.
Broadway, if you want
to. Broadway fucking sucks.
It's fun to dive in. You gotta dive into madness once in a while.
Broadway. There's one bar, like the only honky tonk that's actually left there is right on Broadway. And what's the name of it? I'm stuck on like
Jason
Walker's.
Jason Aldean's.
Kid Rock.
Margaritaville.
I can't remember the name of it.
Margaritaville. Like, don't you talk shit on that. That's a great place.
It's the one place you can still go. And I've been there and just seen like legendary country guys just walk in and get up on stage, and
that's amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's such a cool city.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
You guys putting out LPs?
Yeah, we're our plan is when we get back from this tour to start working on finalizing these demos. I mean, about like 30 songs written that we just got to start demoing down to get to the. Hopefully 15, and then kind of whittle it down from there. So
we're excited to do like a single piece of art, like as an album, you know?
Yeah.
Because we did the first EP and then the second EP, and there's like some singles and like the Christmas song or the holiday song and like
seasonal
song. Yeah, seasonal.
Latte.
But we're excited to do like one like consistent, you know, with like a beginning and end, like the album art, the packaging, all that stuff.
So, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then we will give it to you guys. To put in your lovely record.
And then you guys can put it in the back and throw it away.
Now we'll have you guys back, and we'll have you play on this stage, and we'll do like a record release.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, so we'll do that.
Yeah. So this is the only like location you guys have, right? Like,
correct.
So this is, this is great, honestly.
This is it, yeah.
This would be so cool to do a show at. Yeah, I mean, twice as big, maybe more than the stage we played last night.
And we keep a full back line, which you can see behind you here, which is
a beautiful SVT you got there.
Basically just our amps. Yeah. So, you know, vouch for them.
I don't know if that bass amp's loud enough for this room, though.
That's what I have to remind bass players when they get up on stage. I have to be like, so just so y'all know, I'll give you, I'll point down when you're too loud. You need to be at like one. Everybody else, you'll be fine. Just trust me. And they're like, no, man.
I said it one right now. I said it two.
Say?
Oh, I'd be cranking that thing.
Dude, remember when you got the 8x10 cabinet?
Still
and
have it.
Tried to put it in the van. We're like, dude, no way.
He's trying to tour with an 8x10 cabinet. And we're like, took a
all
of
our friends'
space.
Bands do it. All right.
And we're like, dude. No.
Yeah, it took him like literally half the van.
Like, as long as you carry in and out every time, it's fine.
He's like, I got it. He's like, he's half killing himself. Yeah. Getting in one time. He's like, all right, I won't take it.
All lower back and knees.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Jerking motions.
Yeah, it's fast jerking, all lower back and knees.
Yeah,
that's how you're putting your neck into it.
That's
my Wednesday
a lot of neck. You can lift a surprising amount with your neck, actually. Yeah. You just need to be surprised.
It's all about what you want. To go for, you know, like I play in a loud band, and you know, we carry one of these, and I bring a 412. But I've seen bands that bring, you know, four 412s for two dudes to play in a basement to eight people, and I'm always like, you're killing me, guys. You're killing me.
Do you respect the artistry in that?
I do, and at the same time,
you start
I
playing, your whole vision vibrates. You're like, oh, this is great. Like, get your shit.
Oh, man.
I think it's like a rite of passage. Like every band, like, you know, there's like a bell curve of gear where like you max out and get all this crazy shit, and you're like, I'm not bringing this shit on tour.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And exactly. You just pare down, you find something you like, and you.
We honestly all play like pretty small combo amps that are just like easy to carry, you know. Especially when they're miking it. Like,
right, that's what front of house is for. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We have seen like guitars walk in with a pedal board the size of this table.
I won't show you mine.
So they're a drug, man. You just start buying one, you buy 30, then you buy 50, then...
Yeah. This guy's trading them constantly.
Yeah. I'm a huge FX pedal nerd.
Okay. Really?
That's my thing. Yeah. I'm always buying, swapping, trading. Like, I'll try all kinds of shit.
Do you ever get pedals that, like, basically, they, like, go against each other?
Sure.
Like, you're setting like both 10 and they're just canceling each other out.
Yeah. Totally. And I have a couple guys who like are my pedal nerd friends, and mm-hmm. like I have a dude, great guy, good friend of the store, and he has two pedal boards, and one is very close to the size of this table. It's fucking humongous. And then he has a second one that he puts next to it, and he has this like 30 pedal like V that he plays
like
through.
A command center on like a space station or something.
Yeah, and there's so much shit on it, and we always talk, and I'm always like, yeah, you could pair this out, you could take this out, you could take this. Like these two are just canceling each other out, and this is just making this obsolete. And, and
he's doing like Dance Dance Revolution on stage,
totally
hitting all the pedals. Look,
and I mean, and as a guy who does that, I get it.
So I respect it.
It's about like figuring out how to minimize it as much as you can. Yeah. You know?
Have you ever seen Neil Young's pedal board?
His old one,
the Whizzer.
No.
He's got this custom built thing. Or it's just, you know, there's no branding, or it's like a red trapezoid.
Yeah.
And it's got just like 8 or 12 push buttons on it, and it physically changes the knobs on his amp. So like he hits this one, and it'll like turn the gain up and something else down. It's fucking crazy.
Wow.
And he's been touring with it for like 30 years now.
That's crazy. That's
insane. And isn't it also like they're all secret? Like they're not labeled?
Nothing's labeled. So only Neil knows what they do.
Right. And he doesn't want anyone
else
to
know his
guitar
tricks. Tech. He's had the same guitar tech for the last 40 years or something.
Yeah.
His only friend?
Yeah. At this point, probably.
Yeah, there's something about him like turning his amp like away from the crowd so that people can't see what his setup is.
It's
like
a 1949 Fender or something or other.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you get some good sounds, though.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
So what's from the pedal expertise, what's the pick of the month or something?
The pick of the month?
What's in season?
Well, I'm a big fan of Abominable Electronics.
Okay.
Who I think are from North Carolina. I think... somewhere in Charlotte area, maybe. But he makes a whole bunch of really cool overdrives. He always does like these crazy silk screens. They're always ridiculous, like a skeleton smoking a bong with blood spraying everywhere.
I love just the complete like wonky design.
Oh, it's insane!
Like,
yeah,
I feel like you make the pedal and then you just have like a blank slate. You're like, all right, I'm gonna make this pedal look as weird as possible.
Yeah,
I love when people just go with that mentality.
He made one that was called like the "Don't Tread on Me" or something like that, and it was like a snake, and the head was Trump, and his eyes lit up when you play, so that, like his eyes glow. I'm always great. Like, all right, you got me.
It's like an extra $80 to pull that off.
Yeah,
and it's
totally.
Like super expensive boutique pedal. You're like, all right, it's pretty funny.
And there's another company called Mr. Black. I think they're from Portland, Oregon. And they make the best reverb I've ever played in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Check it out.
They have a couple variations on it. I have one that's called the Super Moon, but they're always around moons, like Wolf Moon, Blood Moon, Super Moon, whatever. But it is the best reverb I've ever played. So,
is it like an amp spring verb, or what is it?
Each one is different.
Okay.
And there's even one that I think that is some kind of digital one with all of them built into it that's selectable and whatnot. Yeah. But the one that I have is not a spring, but it's just like the most... It's like... dialed in so perfectly. He's got such a great vision for reverb and how it should sound.
Wow.
And then he's got the other ones that are like crazy and they go off in these like super experimental places. But if you just want like a great, like creamy, nice reverb.
Huh. I'll check it out, yeah.
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 Mr. Black.
Yeah.
Shout out Mr. Black.
Yeah. This is a paid advertisement.
Please.
I wish.
Please send us money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything you guys want to say? Anything you need to... any sponsors you need to plug? Any shameless things we need to shill?
Sponsor, shout out to the cream ale we had. That was pretty good.
This is Blue Collar Cream Ale Poughkeepsie Beer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Blue Collar.
Yeah.
Drink
really
local.
Good. Very delicious. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say the best way to keep up with us is like our Instagram page. So at the Jacks, just like one word, the J-A-C-K-S. We post everything there. And then, yeah, like any streaming service like Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon, anything. We're on all of it. So
LimeWire.
Yeah.
Shout out to local record stores for keeping that physical copy.
Yeah, we'd love to come back and, you know, like you said, play the record and get the full album out and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. Anytime.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We do this thing where anybody we've had even notable contact with becomes friend of the store. So now you guys are all friends of the store.
Woo! Oh,
yeah. Good knowing we made it. High threshold. Good knowing we made it over that.
First friends.
It's good company to be in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is awesome. I mean, you said it before. We've been to so many record shops. It's like, you know, this one, I feel like you guys are like still maintaining like the old feel, but doing something new and being on the cutting edge, which is like, you know.
Yeah, here's a list of record stores we hate.
No, but yeah, I mean. We'd love to be back next time we're in Poughkeepsie, New York area. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Of course. Thank you guys for coming. Yeah.
We have we do have one quick thing that we like to do.
I hate this.
He drags me into this. I never want to do this part.
We do this to every guest that we have on our podcast. It is called, of course, the Dark Side Podcast Lightning Round.
Yes.
Or, as I do when I post put effects on it, it's the Dark Side Records
Lightning Round.
So we're just going to rapid fire ask you a couple questions. I just need, like, gut answers. Like, top of the brain, tip of the tongue, tip of the horse dick, whatever it is. Just, like, just quick answers.
Well, that's called a callback. Great.
Thank you. We podcast. Yeah. So we'll just go back and forth. And I guess we'll just go. Like, I'll ask you, and then you ask him, and then, you know, we'll just alternate real
much pressure.
You're so
real
quick. I really don't like it.
You're making me scared, jeez.
I actually prepped a list.
Oh, well, let's fucking
I won't read from it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the same. Impulse, top of the brain.
What are you doing to stop global warming personally?
it's just...
Whoa, that's America way too long. Way too long. Mayo or Miracle Whip?
Miracle.
Oh,
good answer.
Both gross.
Really?
Mayo or Miracle?
It's a wacky answer.
Mayo or Miracle Whip?
Do you know what that is?
It's like spicy mayo. Wait, this is not how this is supposed to go.
Isn't Miracle Whip the marshmallow shit?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Miracle Whip is like, it's like briny, pickly.
I thought it was the marshmallow.
No.
I changed my answer, Mayo Whip.
He doesn't know what Miracle Whip is. He can't fucking eat it.
I changed my answer, Mayo Whip.
Mayo Whip. Good answer.
Some
Orange Whip.
Lightning. Okay.
Orange Whip. It's a John Candy reference.
keep it current.
Fucking backgammon or shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah, exactly.
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 Like, right in.
Haven't played either.
I think I played shuffleboard once.
You're playing shuffleboard? So fun.
Nah,
this is not lightning round.
I know. Heads, shoulders, knees, or toes?
Shoulders.
Yeah. Shoulders.
I feel very strongly about it, too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He was talking up the neck earlier. Sorry.
Liam or Noel Gallagher?
Whoa, I'm surprised I have that question. Honestly, Liam.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. East or West Coast?
I gotta go West Coast.
Good answer.
He's like, it sucks here.
Yeah, you have all the same shit that we do, but better weather. Like,
yeah. Slower pace.
Yeah.
Less angry.
I do. I like the edge, though, of the East Coast, you know?
That's the edge we need.
I feel like it's a thing where you grow up on the East Coast, so you set that pace and that tone and that intensity, and then you move to, like, the West Coast, where then suddenly, like, you're like the disciplinarian. You're like the one who's like, fucking go! Let's do shit! Yeah. And everyone's like, whoa.
Chill, man. So,
like, we brought him over from New York. Oh, fuck.
Are we still going with this?
Yeah, we gotta do two more.
Okay.
We're doing three rounds.
I was going to do two rounds, but we'll do three. Okay.
Favorite author?
shit, this is embarrassing.
Best book you read in middle school. How about that?
It's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
There we go.
Jack White or Jack Black?
Probably Jack White. I love all the stuff he puts out.
It's a good one.
It's the last question of the lightning round.
Last one.
Make it count.
So much fucking pressure.
Like, this is why I hate this shit.
Yeah,
this is why
I really hate this shit. L.A. or San Francisco?
L.A.
Well done, gentlemen. You should have the lightning round. Thank you for being here on the Dark Side Record podcast. Great luck on your tour.
Thank you.
How long are y'all going to be on the East Coast?
Till Tuesday, maybe.
Well, I guess how long? Yeah, what do you consider the East Coast? I don't know. We're going to be here for a while.
What dates you have coming up?
We got tonight, September.
This is a real lightning round.
Okay. December 6th, Norwalk, Connecticut. December 10th, Buffalo, New York. December 12th,
Pittsburgh.
December 13th,
Columbus.
December 14th, Cincinnati. December 15th,
Chicago.
December 16th,
nothing.
December 17th,
Kansas City.
December 18th,
Denver.
December 20th,
we're out
Phoenix.
Of the East Coast now.
Okay.
We keep going. He's like, all right, stop.
He's like, I don't
care.
We
can tell you record stores in all of those cities.
Hell yeah.
Other than Norwalk, I got nothing for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Connecticut's fuck weird. Those guys.
Connecticut is weird.
So go support the Jacks. Go see him on tour. Go stream him on all the platforms. Do all the things that we talked about before the lightning round. You know what to do. So, gentlemen, thank you for being here so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Thank you. Swinging by. For everyone listening, thank you for listening. We appreciate it so much. As always, subscribe. Head over to your favorite podcasting platform, whatever it is. Leave us a nice review. I don't want to tell you how many stars to leave, but let's say
more than four, less
above,
than six.
Above average, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was going to say like 23.
Okay.
23.
Yeah. I wish that was the scale, actually. Like, good, average, not good.
Wait, good before average? Yeah, yeah.
I was going backwards, because this always goes downhill.
And leave us a comment. It helps us expose ourselves to new listeners. So that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks with our best of 2019 podcast episode with a bunch of the Dark Side staff. If you have not submitted your best of 2019 list, you could do so on the internet. We have a hashtag DSTop102019, or you just post it and tag us, and we'll share it. Submit them. We'll talk about them on the podcast. Do you have a best of 2019?
You thought you were done.
Like the
best song, best album?
I've opened a can of worms.
Yeah,
and regretted it.
Fucking ruined it.
The Growlers' Natural Affair album.
All right.
Let's Rock the Black Keys.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd probably go with that, too.
Oh, come on. You're cheap. No,
right?
Help a Stranger Racking Tours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's going to be on my list, too.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the Jacks email me over their top 10 lists for 2019, and we'll post that on our website as cool. well.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be our song over and over again.
That's, look, I didn't tell you what to do. Yeah. So that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Lightning round.
Dead air.
See you in the bins.
Oh, see you in the bins.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.